David, Jamie, congratulations. You guys have made it to the Forged and Fire final and are one step closer to $10,000. When you showed up to the Forge, we asked you to create a weapon of your own design using our tools and equipment. For this next round, we're sending you back to your home forges, and you're going to create a weapon of our choosing. It's time to reveal what that mystery weapon will be. The Qatar.
The Qatar is a punching and thrusting weapon originating from Southeast Asia. It was the special weapon of the fearsome Rajput warriors from India, who were said to hunt tigers with a pair of Qatars to prove their skill, bravery, and nobility as warriors. It has a distinctive H-shaped handle which places the large triangular blade or blades directly over the wearer's clenched fist. The experienced warrior would use the Qatar like an extension of their arm, allowing for fluid, fast, and agile attacks, in much the same way as the famous Marvel superhero Wolverine uses his deadly claws.
Good luck, bladesmiths. We'll see you in 5 days.
I'm Jamie Vining, and I'm 28 years old. Not having trained under a master bladesmith, everything I know is from online research and reading it in books.
I decided to sketch something myself. I am going with a two-bladed Qatar. It's a little more unique than your standard single piece, so I'm really hoping that impresses the judges.
My biggest concern for today is hardening my blades. I don't exactly know what the tempering process should be. I don't know if it'll crack or warp.
So everything seemed to go right.
Doesn't look like it cracked. I need to attach the blades to the handle, sharpen the blade, and do a lot of detail work.
Nothing's going to stop me from getting this $10,000.
I'm David Goldberg. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. My Japanese name is Kinzan, means gold mountain.
One bar for every Budo virtue.
I always make a 7-layer bar for the center of my swords because I represent Budo. I'm a warrior. 5 days is not enough to make a masterpiece if you're working at normal pace. So I ramped it up. I'm running from forge to grinder, back to the hammer, to the press. I'm going crazy. Shaping any metal takes a lot of care and precision. It's a make or break it day. Weld's Law. I notice a crack on the side of the blade.
If it's in there, it won't be good.
After all those efforts, the blade, I'm not going back with a blade that's substandard. So I'm going to forge another sword. I put on traditional Japanese work uniform in order to set myself up mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's going to be tough. I'm going to work every minute. Ichiban, number one, is what this says. There can be only one. I'm winning this thing.
To test your Qatar's balance and ability to slice and slash, we have created this multi-layered strike zone. It consists of different targets at varying positions. Jamie, you're first. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Definitely has got good swing to it, cuts through the air. As a slasher,
that will cut.
Good job.
Thank you.
David, you're up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is a good slasher, but I wish you didn't extend this guard here. It has some issues. Turning my wrist around. Good balance, though.
Thank you.
To test your weapon's ability to deliver a lethal strike, I will take your weapons to punch and thrust into this ballistic gel dummy that is wearing the kind of Indo-Persian armor that these weapons would face. Dave, you're up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, that went to disembowel him. That punctured right through the chainmail. Definitely went right into the heart. That, sir, is a killer.
Thank you.
All right, Jamie, you're up next. You ready?
I'm ready.
Disemboweled in there. It didn't quite go through the chainmail. But because this splits apart, it got in a little nick right in there. And on the final kill right above there, it got through. Jamie, it will kill.
Thank you.
For the strength test, your guitar will be placed in this pneumatic arm thrusting device. This device is calibrated so that every thrust is going to be the same for each of your designs. And just to make it more interesting, we've doubled the layers. Your guitar will have to go through 2 sheets of metal. Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, engage! Very nice. That went right through both sheets. This blade is strong.
Thank you.
Okay, Jamie, we've loaded your guitar into the device. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1, engage! Well, Jamie, it went through the first sheet of metal. It didn't go through the second sheet of metal. And your alignment on the tips are now warped. But it still went through the first sheet. Good job.
Thank you.
Jamie, David, you've both been outstanding competitors. However, there can only be one Forged in Fire champion. David. You are the Forged Empire champion. Congratulations.
Jamie, you did not make the cut.
The creativity that went into your blade, all really, really good. But I think historically there's a reason that most bladed weapons have a single blade. And that second blade just winds up slowing everything down. And because it didn't pass the tests as well as David's blade, that's how we made our decision.
Thank you.
Jamie, please surrender your weapon.
It's validating for me to have made it this far.
Thank you.
Now I know I can compete with guys that have been doing this for 20, 30 years.
All right, brother.
Congratulations, David. You are the Forge and Fire champion. You're going to get a check for $10,000. How do you feel, man?
What a road.
Dave, you've never made a guitar before, and look what you came up with. Your Japanese masters would be so proud of your work. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doug. A 10G purse, it's coming at the perfect time. Thank you very much. Domo arigatou gozaimashita.